You're listening to the Mr. Jameson Podcast. On the web and beyond.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is MJ here, and I'm joined with my buddy J-Ray.
Good evening, everyone. Good to be back on a blog before I go to New York. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick.
And I'm responding to an email which I got from Scott from Plain Dudes Radio. I had subscribed to Scott on Snapvine many moons ago when that site was still active.
Yes, because that was the best blogging site that I've ever used in this lifetime, and probably it'll probably only be the only best one we'll ever use, to be honest.
So what Scott did is he sent me an email with an attached MP3 talking about women and men and their privacy issues between the association of them both. Like, it seems women have different rights than men do as far as privacy issues go. And one of the topics he was talking about was, like, upskirting, where somebody would walk, a girl would wear a short skirt, and men would have some sort of camera either on a stick or in a bag that they would slide under the girl's skirt and get, you know, an upskirt shot. And I'm from New Jersey here. I'm actually from Philadelphia, but I live in New Jersey right outside of Atlantic City. And I don't know what the laws are or if there is a law as far as that kind of infringement on, I guess it's like your personal privacy, your personal property almost. What do you think it is there, J-Ray?
Well, if caught, wouldn't it be considered sexual harassment? You know, something like that?
Yeah, I think if you're caught, it would be sexual harassment, but I don't think most of these guys go unnoticed. It's all done very covertly almost, and one of the examples Scott gave was the girl would be either climbing stairs or riding an escalator, and, you know, she's the victim. The predator, I guess you would call it, would be a few stairs below her, behind her, and it, you know, obviously when you're going up, she is above you, so it's real easy to get an upskirt shot. And I guess one of the questions was, you know, about your privacy. I mean, is that infringing upon your privacy? And I believe it is. I know where I work. I work in one of the casinos over here in Atlantic City, and we have a sexual harassment course, which I always say, the joke is, well, now we know how to professionally sexually harass everybody. We've been trained on it. But really what it is, it's a course to show you what is considered sexual harassment in the workplace. And one of the traits is staring at somebody. And they say if you look at someone for more than 5 seconds, that could be considered gawking, which would be a type of sexual harassment, I guess, depending on who the person is or how she was taken, your stare, that kind of thing. I'm not really sure. It's been a while. I forget a lot of the details, but I assume that this would kind of fall under the blanket of that. I don't know if... I mean, do you know what the laws are in West Virginia there?
No, not exactly, but I do want to say, MJ, it is invasion of privacy, but if this person or persons is so bothered by this, then maybe next time she should choose carefully what to wear if she's so worried about, you know, people looking, even though it's wrong, she should maybe take a different approach.
So you're saying that she shouldn't wear this type of revealing clothes? You know, a lot of girls wear these low-cut blouses where you can basically see everything but the nipple, and these really super high-cut skirts that are really just below their crotch. I mean, it's almost in line with everything where everything just kind of hangs out, and you know that if you're going to wear something like that, then you have to be prepared for the gawking, the staring, the comments.
Yeah, that's the point I was getting at. I mean, if you're going to wear something like that, you need to expect that. And like, if you're uncomfortable with it the first time, then you don't need to be wearing it a second time, even if you're comfortable in it, you know, because it's obvious it's going to happen again.
I agree.
And again.
I agree. I know I did construction for a million years, and we did a lot of work along the boardwalk. Like I said, I live right outside of Atlantic City, and we, you know, a lot of the beach communities, Margate, Longport, Ventnor, Atlantic City, that kind of thing, Ocean City, all right on, you know, the beach, right on the boardwalk.